and in subframe 4 as well, there is the atmospheric correction that has been uploaded to the satellite from the control segment. As the slide here indicates, the signal of the GPS satellite going through the ionosphere can be slowed, delayed. Now, here it's indicated as a change in angle, which is probably not entirely correct. It's that the signal appears to slow down. Now, the reason that the control segment can quantify this is because, as I said, the tracking station is at a known point. But one of the critical things that is important to understand about the GPS signal as it goes through the ionosphere is that it is dispersive, meaning that the two frequencies, and GPS satellites do broadcast two frequencies, which are known as L1 and L2. These two frequencies are affected differently. Their propagation rates, they're slowed differently in the ionosphere. They're not slowed in exactly the same rate. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. But for the moment, it's sufficient to say that a single frequency receiver, and there are such things, of course, a single frequency GPS receiver is somewhat handicapped by the fact that it cannot model, if you will, the ionosphere. If it only has one frequency, it can't take advantage of the fact that if it can collect two frequencies, both frequencies, L1 and L2 from a GPS satellite, it can quantify for itself, actually, how much the signals have been affected by the ionosphere. In the case of a single frequency GPS receiver, it must rely almost completely on the navigation message atmospheric correction. The reason this is a bit of a handicap is that, for example, the atmosphere above Kwajalein in the Pacific might be quite different than the atmosphere above your GPS receiver in the continental U.S. And that's part of the reason that the navigation message in general is not as perfect as we perhaps would like it to be.